Mrs. Beaton pulled herself out the chair and looked in at me. I thought she was going to shout at me or throw me out. But she just wiped her hands down her apron and said, "Come along, Bobby. Pull yourself together. These cakes won't make themselves." She drove me to the bus stop that night. She got out of the car and handed me my things and said she'd see me the next day. As I was walking away, she caught my hand. "If you must cry, Bobby, do it quietly, where they can't see you. Children are like animals. They can smell the fear on you. Plenty of people will show them real life. You, Bobby, must give them magic. Birthdays, Christmases. It just has to be better than real. That's all."